What Did You Do About It? I'm John Johnson, and we'll tell you what we did next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard.
I'll never forget.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires.
Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
It was totally predictable. The litigation that first came to the organizers of professional football and college football has now found its way into the high school ranks. Just a couple of weeks ago, a class action lawsuit was filed in Illinois seeking to have protocols put into place to address the issue of concussions in high school football. Its author says that suits will follow in other states. While no individual will benefit financially from the suit, and where have we heard that before, the face of the litigation in the land of Lincoln is an individual who played high school football over a decade ago, who is now claiming the residual effects of concussions suffered while in high school are affecting him now, and that the State Athletic Association didn't do enough then and still doesn't do enough now to protect its participants. The suit calls for a medical monitoring program similar to the one settled on in a lawsuit against the NCAA. In any lawsuit, it often comes down to this. What did you know? When did you know it? What did you do about it? The answers in this case are pretty simple. As more information about concussions came to the forefront, the high school community ramped up its efforts and has made the game safer than it's ever been. It's an ongoing process. The more we learn, the more we can do, given that school sports do not have the unlimited resources of an NCAA or an NFL. The first steps occurred back in the 1970s, and people certainly have short memories because that was a time when there were dozens of catastrophic injuries in football at all levels each year. High school rules makers responded by taking the head out of the game as much as possible, and those injuries are in single digits now. Sometimes that number is zero. The high school community responded quickly when it saw where the game was going and did something about it. The same is true with concussions. We know so much more now than we did 15 years ago, but that doesn't mean that efforts weren't being taken back then in Michigan and other states to minimize the risk of playing the game based on what we knew. You can go back to 2000 when the MHSAA partnered with the Brain Injury Association of Michigan to better educate coaches and trainers about how to identify athletes who may have sustained a concussion in competition or practice. It followed with distributing videos and other collateral materials to schools about concussion and safe play, and not just once. The topic was kept front and center. The Brain Injury Association of Michigan honored the MHSAA not once, but twice in the first decade of this millennium for its efforts to educate its membership on concussions. And when concussion protocols were written into the national playing rules for all sports in 2009, at a time other levels of sports were still sweeping concussions under the rug, the MHSAA created a model return-to-play policy, which has been modified since then to cover practices as well. Coaches' education about concussions and other health matters became a requirement to be able to coach in an MHSAA tournament a few years ago. Football is now limited in the amount of contact that can occur during practices, when more concussions are likely to take place anyway. Work continues to minimize the risk of playing school sports. But every unfortunate death in our games gets disproportionate media attention, especially when you consider that every year there are 20 skateboarding deaths, 40 skiing deaths, 400 drownings, and 700 bicycle deaths involving young people. Those numbers are more epidemic compared to high school sports, especially high school football. When we knew about it, we acted on it, and as a result, our games have never been safer. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network.